grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word this fourth Sunday of Easter is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, our second lesson, beginning at the 18th verse. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, nature tells us quite obviously that everyone is born. The Bible, though, tells us that some people are born a second time. The Bible calls them Christians. Now, it will describe this in different ways. It will say sometimes that we are all born of the flesh, but some people are also born of the Spirit. It will say that we are all born from below, but some people are born from above. It'll sometimes describe the effects. It'll say the first birth is obvious. Book of Galatians chapter 5, you can see it in action. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, things like these. I warn you, the Lord says, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But then the Bible also goes on to describe the second birth, and it says this. It says, the fruit of the Spirit, though, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Well, book of 1 Peter tells us at the very beginning who it's written to. It says this. It says, to those who are the elect exiles of the dispersion, in other words, the scattering of God's people in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, in other words, the area of Turkey, especially around the Black Sea. And it's written to members of early Christian churches, and in those churches, Peter addresses in his letter husbands. He talks to wives. He has a few words for preachers. And in today's second lesson, specifically, he has words for oiketes, from the Greek word oikos, which means house. And specifically, oiketes is a household slave. Oiketes, a household slave. Some of them are Christians. And to all of the people in his letter, including and especially maybe the household slaves, he says in chapter 5, it's kind of a good summary of all of it. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. He writes there and says, be subject to the Lord's will. Know that the Lord's hand is mighty to protect you and to save you and to deliver you. Know that at the proper time, when the time is right, the Lord will lift you up and exalt you. Pray, he says, let God worry about it. He says, remember that the Lord cares for you. You know that from the cross. You know that from your baptism where the Lord wrote his name on you. You know that from Holy Communion where he gives you his body and blood as a testimony that your sin is forgiven. You know that from all of the promises of the Bible. So therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Good passage of scripture, because elsewhere in the book of 1 Peter, you'll find the book peppered with words like these: fiery trials, insults, being maligned, being reviled, being treated in an evil way, being threatened, people acting deceitfully toward you. And everywhere, page after page, you find the same word, and that's the word sufferings. Peter is writing to congregations that are under stress and under strain, all of the members, but maybe especially the members of the congregations who are household slaves, because they have the least control over their circumstances. They are subject to the control of others. They are subject to whatever kind of master they have been given. Now, the lesson says some of the masters were good and gentle. Others of the masters were harsh and scolios, which means crooked, hard to deal with, severe. Now, you and I get our knowledge of slavery from books or television shows or programs, people who talk about things that they have not themselves personally experienced. They have information from the past. This letter is written by someone to people who have a firsthand experience of slavery. Now, living in our day and age, with our freedom of choice, and getting all of our information from books, what would your advice, our advice, be to these people? Well, we might advise them, what you need to do is rise up in revolt. What you need to do is overthrow your masters. Now, we wouldn't say the next one, but some people might. What you need to do is kill your masters, because they deserve it for what they've done to you. At the very least, what you need to do is do a work slowdown. Be as difficult as you can be and still get away with it. Don't let them see that they're getting to you. That's what you should do. Book knowledge is wonderful. That's what you should do. And maybe you've noticed that all of those solutions are revenge-based solutions. And maybe you notice as well, too, that they are all solutions from the first birth. Go ahead. Let your first birth talk away. It loves to talk anyway. Let it talk away. Matter of fact, let it even quote the Bible. It could quote the good book, Leviticus chapter 24, if anyone injures his neighbor as he has done, it shall be done to him. Fracture for fracture, you know the words, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, whatever injury he has given, a person shall have given back to him. Now, aside from the fact that that's referring to government penalties, not personal revenge, you may want to remember before you quote that, Peter says, what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 5, you know the words. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone sues you to take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Now you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, because he makes his sun to shine, or to rise, excuse me, on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. To put it very simply, our Lord Jesus says, you have another birth, a second birth. He says, you have another spirit, the Holy Spirit instead of just yours. He says, you have another origin, from above, not from below. He says, you have another master, and your other master is me, not yourself. If you take that all together, now you can read the second lesson. He says, for into this you were called. This is your calling. Because Christ also suffered on your behalf, leaving behind a pattern in order that you might follow in his footprints. Christ left behind a pattern. The word literally is hippogrammaton. Hippo meaning underneath, like hypodermic, going underneath the skin. Hippogrammaton is word. So a word underneath. Now that's a long way of saying something that you do for kids, where you give them a picture with bold lines on it or with letters of the alphabet on it, and they put another piece of paper over it, and what do? They trace it, A, B, C, D. And so they learn their letters. And so you learn how the Lord Jesus does things because he is the hippogrammaton. He is the letter underneath that you trace over and learn how to write and do and think and judge things. Christ left behind for you a pattern. And not only that, he left behind a pattern so that you can walk in his footsteps, so that you can know the path that he took, because you can follow it. Now, the other people are going this way. You can see their footsteps, but this is the way his footsteps went. You can see that, and you can also see where it's going to lead you. And so St. Paul, not Peter, but St. Paul writing in the book of Philippians would write this. Same thing. He said, have this mind, this way of thinking, this habit of thinking, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped onto. In other words, equality was not his starting, middle, and end point. Instead, he emptied himself and he took the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, being found in human form. He humbled himself. He became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You follow the footprints. Where do the footprints go? You know, in the wintertime when you're up in the mountains, you can follow the footprints in the snow. And he says the footprints are going to go down, and sometimes down, 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 down. They went down for Christ all the way to the cross. But eventually they're going to go what? They're going to go back up, 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 up to the peak. And he was exalted to glory to the right hand of his Father. And you also, as his child, will be exalted too. Today's lesson. For into this you were called, because Christ suffered on your behalf, leaving behind a pattern, in order that you might follow in his footsteps. Number one, who did not do sin, nor was there found deceit in his mouth. Number two, who being reviled did not revile back. Suffering he did not keep threatening. He kept handing it over to the one who judges righteously. Number three, who our sins himself he carried away in his body upon the cross. This is kind of literal. In order that getting away from sins, we might live to righteousness. And so then, by whose stripes you are healed. Because you were like sheep continually going astray, but now you have turned back to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. What is going astray? What is it? Well, it is going with your first birth, thinking from your first birth, living out your first birth. And it's easy to go astray, because that's how you started out. That's the thing that you know apart from the Holy Spirit. It's easy to go astray and be deceived, especially if you're a free person and you're tempted to follow your own lead. It's easy to go astray as you look around you and you see society re-paganizing, going back to its pre-Christian roots. It is easy to go astray as you see foolish people re-glorifying the old ways, the ways of strength and might and power and domination and control and the fist and the way of the master and the way of the ruler and the way of the owner and the way of Satan, who said, "You can be like God. You can be God." To which a Christian says, "I think being like God is a little above my pay grade. I was called to something else. Jesus died for me to get me to eternal life. I will follow his footprints. Jesus died for me to get me away from sin so I could live to righteousness. I'm going to trace on his pattern. Because I already know how to do sin. I already know how to write that alphabet. That is the station that I am tuned into already. That's the way I'm already wired. I know what deceit is, and I know what reviling is, and I know what threatening is, and I know how to swing the sword. But you know, eventually, as a Christian person, I just have to go with my Lord Jesus. By his stripes, healing and salvation came into the world. And maybe there'll be some stripes on me too, but maybe in some small way, some healing or some salvation might come to the world as well too. But even if not, even if I don't see it, even if I don't see how things are happening, even if I don't see the Lord's purposes and they're hidden from me, whatever the case, the Lord knows. The Lord makes the way. He gives the pattern. He does the footsteps. And I will just keep handing it over to him who judges justly. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.